Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Here's a holiday tip. Visit Stamps.com and avoid all of that holiday nonsense at your post office. Stamps.com lets you buy and print postage for any letter or package with your own computer and printer. For a 30-day free trial and $110 bonus offer, including a digital postal scale and up to $55 in free postage, just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
With the hectic rush of the holiday season, wouldn't it be nice to just settle down, relax, and allow yourself to enjoy the season? Well, with this handy and delicious time saver, you'll be relaxing with in-laws and pretending to enjoy yourself in no time at all. It's Josh the Intern's Savory Asparagus and Benadryl Balls.
Yummy.
Start by removing all the tissues from a box of Scott Brand facial tissues. Spread them in an even layer on the floor in case you drop something.
That's clever.
Open a jar of aged Romanoff brand caviar. Look for the money-saving caviar coupon in this month's issue of Modern Dickweed Magazine. And remember to act like a douche when you give it to the part-time food clerk at your grocer's store. Spread the fish eggs into a thin layer on the bottom of a turkey-shaped serving platter. Carefully crack and separate the yolks from the whites of the caviar using a third of a tenth of a teaspoon of Pantry Pride cream of tartar. Use the whites to make a fish meringue. He wrote it. He just likes me reading it. He wrote it and he's enjoying himself. That to me is Christmas.
It's fish meringue.
That to me is Christmas right there.
You make meringue out of caviar.
Who knows that?
I'm supposed to be, like, getting off on reading this. I'm enjoying this more.
Well, the reaction's great.
Dust with coriander, chives, and a quart of lemon-scented hog hair. Chill in a cast-iron muffin pan and set aside. Over the next 7 to 10 days, stale a drawer full of Twinkies. Chop coarsely with a metal meat mallet and add 3 1/4 shakes of S&B green wasabi. 2 metric cups of pen-made prepared horseradish, 1/3 of a gallon of tart raspberry-flavored muscle milk, and
oh yeah,
and a sexually excited but morally confused guinea pig. Mix gently with a discarded oar in an effort to preserve the sparkle.
Sparkle?
Yeah, well, you don't want it to be dim.
Pour into the base of a tire with a pile of Etch-a-Sketch sand wrapped in gauze. While that steeps, baste 3 yams cut into fifths with Spice Colony cinnamon, 59 Domino sugar cubes, and 1.5 sticks of anal butter. Nah. De-seed and juice a medium pomegranate by talking nicely to it. Nah. Reduce the juice by approximately half over a low simmer while bringing yourself to near climax. Self-control is a must, and your guests will thank you.
You don't want to go all the way, Mike.
Now layer in a springform pan your Jenny Farms pressed turkey roll, Archer Farms fake tater tots, Madame Lucinda's Danish butter cookies, Gilbert's organic ketchup, and Knox brand orange gelatin powder.
Knox brand, Mike.
Knox brand orange gelatin powder. Warm under a late model Buick and then cover with
Crab baby marshmallows.
Douse with Ronson brand lighter fuel. Set on fire and throw it at the neighbor you hate because he's different. Then bribe a cab driver to provide you with a rock-solid false alibi and hide in the root cellar. Another holiday favorite from Kraft.
Yeah.
You know what? Start the damn show. I'm not topping that.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
All right. Quiet, everybody.
everybody. Our director will be here any minute and we'll start rehearsal.
Director? What director?
Charlie Brown.
Oh no, we're doomed.
This will be the worst Christmas play ever.
All right now, we're going to do this play and we're going to do it right. Lucy, get those costumes and scripts and pass them out. Now the script girl will be handing out your parts.
You're the innkeeper's wife.
Do innkeeper's wives have naturally curly hair?
Pigpen, you're the innkeeper.
In spite of my outward appearance, I shall try to run a neat inn.
Shermie, you're a shepherd.
Every Christmas it's the same. I always end up playing a shepherd.
Snoopy, you'll have to be all the animals in our play. Can you be a sheep? How about a cow? How about a penguin? Yes, he's even a good penguin.
Ugh, I've been kissed by a dog! I have dog germs! Get hot water! Get some disinfectant! Get some iodine!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Live! From Studio 1K, or actually we now call it the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios worldwide. This is O'Mara Show, downloaded worldwide over 21 million times.
We're going to have to change the sign.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to have to rewrite this. Well, yeah, writing all over.
Neon is so hard to work with, though.
Yes, it is.
How about like a dimmer, like a blue neon? The red is harsh.
It might be nice.
It doesn't make me look good.
Awfully expensive. We're downloaded worldwide to over 21 million times. We're powered by Encore Insurance. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and the mighty 1630 KCJJ in Iowa. We love you, Steve.
Hey, Steve, woo! Buddy.
Today is Tuesday, December 17, 2013.
It's my Uncle Dana's birthday.
Hi, Uncle Dana.
Yes.
And I've never heard of that one.
He's the youngest. We're only like 9.5 years apart. So
he's the one that's kind of out there, right?
No, he could be any more normal.
Sorry, our show today is brought
to
you by...
Yeah, that's Dane all over. He's got 70 kids.
I'm doing a commercial
here.
The holiday season is here. You have to think about man grates. What are they, you ask?
Mike, I have a question. What are they?
They're cast iron grilling grates that you put on your regular puny nasty grill, and I'm here to say that I apologize to Kiki K for indicating yesterday, perhaps on yesterday's broadcast, maybe one before that, that the man grate was not a perfect product for a woman.
You implied it, and she inferred it.
I, from the bottom of my heart, apologize for my sexism, and I will say to Kiki K that I did not mean that, and they are perfect for men, women, and transsexuals.
But to be fair, Kiki is a bit of a nudge.
Kiki is a bit of a nudge, but she was right. And
yeah,
when a listener is right, a listener is right.
The name Mangrate actually was made up and brought to life by Evan's wife.
Really?
A woman came up with that.
A woman came up with the name Mangrate.
Yes.
And that
pretty
woman
cool, right?
Probably uses the Mangrate all the time.
Sure.
They're fantastic. You know this. And they're only $19.99. That's their holiday special. Each Mike O'Mara Show order comes with a limited edition TMOS branded grill brush.
It's great. You know who loves it is my Uncle Dana. He uses it to extinguish his birthday candles.
That's wonderful.
Thump, thump, thump.
He's really getting a lot of credit today.
Yeah, Dana's always getting a lot of run.
Uncle Dana getting really... You don't do this for your parents.
Well, my parents...
Yeah, you
oh, that's right. I have parents.
Order today at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and you'll have the juiciest, most delicious holiday ever. And we thank you, and send Uncle Dana a man grate.
I will.
For Christmas.
I will, absolutely. He's got 70 kids. They should buy them, too.
I think that's a terrific idea. Yeah. Well, here we are, the Tuesday before Christmas Eve. Yes, next week at this time, it'll be Christmas Eve, correct?
Yes.
It's so strange.
Hard to believe. The holiday season, I have never seen it fly like this.
So quick, and even for those that have planned out in advance, it feels like it's never over.
I'm out of my mind. Yeah. I mean, I am so behind the curve because I'm driving 14 and a half hours down to South Florida on Christmas Day. Hold on, we've got a phone call coming in.
Yeah, you have to answer that.
Hold on just a second. How many rings are we going to give it?
As many as you want. You want another one?
Yeah. We'll take it on two.
Okay.
Two. Hello?
Hi, this is Michael Bolton wishing you all the very best this holiday season
okay.
and in the coming new year.
Yeah, I like your commercials.
Very busy this time of year. You never know.
Oh, really? Are there any more prepared?
They come and knocking.
So I've got, not only do I have the holiday, and I got my mother-in-law coming over on Christmas Eve. I got my kids coming over Christmas Eve.
The 23rd, Monday.
Because we open presents on Christmas Eve morning.
Oh, here we go. So you've got an early Christmas.
Yes. So you have less time than anyone else.
And also, we've got the holiday soiree here on Friday.
Yeah.
On Saturday, Carla's grandmother is having her, Carla's big family get together. And then on Tuesday, the man who literally does not go a day without a cocktail, Jimmy Cerrito's staff party.
Oh, that's Sunday,
Yeah, which may be the one that suffers again. Oh. I realize why it is. It's Sunday night. We've got a show to do on Monday.
He's got to also plan around his business.
I know he does.
Closes
but
down.
I know he does. In fairness, let's be fair to Jimmy and everybody involved.
Jimmy didn't even think I was coming, so I'm totally off the
list. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be actually DJing.
But in fairness, most holiday seasons, especially within the incarnation of this the show, we had that kind of week off.
Right.
But we decided,
if you were go back 5 years at this point, Mike would already be getting tired of his Christmas vacation at this point.
Again.
Well, back in the radio days.
Yeah.
For maybe the one or two new listeners.
Yes.
How long did you have again?
We had, technically, I believe we had 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
But we stole another week.
It was 9 plus extra.
But you would take the month of December.
The last year was 9 plus extra?
9 plus extra.
Yeah, but those two extras were it was 8 and then we took 2 then.
Right, right.
Because of all the company holidays and all that. And they never paid attention to it.
Was it December?
So like, see you later, December 12th. Bye-bye.
So you got best of, right?
Didn't we leave 1 year December 12th?
Yep.
Our last day was December 12th, yes.
That is so ballsy.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You know what?
And also, we were treated at that corporation.
Good
I was
for
glad.
You.
I was
good
very glad we
but
did.
But you know, also, back then, the ratings were different. As soon as the rating book stopped being part of the end of the rating period was.
Yeah, as soon as we stopped being measured, we were out.
Out the door.
That's how we did.
A quick question, though.
Yes.
So, not to take you too far back in time.
Right.
But let's just jump in the DeLorean and then remember the good times then. When you get off on the 12th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now you're getting off on the 23rd.
Yes.
How does it feel?
Better.
Yeah, 100%. Right answer.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. I feel terrific. I
could have gone two ways, Rob.
I love what I do. I love what I do more than I've ever loved what I do, and you know that's just the way it is. And you know,
this is the best time of year to do a radio show.
Well, it's all. But also, I mean, I look back and I read Numbnuts website. You know, DCRTV.
Mm-hmm.
You know that guy that's just a radiophile and just. So conflicted it's not even describable,
right?
Because he loves radio but he hates radio. He loves radio but he hates radio people. He has fans of
he's
people
got a passion,
and the more he's a fan of somebody, the more he will kind of attack when attacking his neck.
Kind
it's
of
very
the way,
odd
the
it's
way Pony was with his last sugar glider.
It's
he loved it to death.
But the problem is on that website is the I've gone from being concerned about what's written about me, if there is ever anything that's kind of slamming this show or me,
sure,
to hating all of it, because it's all just these guys that are there every day. It's their forum for their entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
And so, I read that and I go, man, it's tough to be in that world. It's tough to be in that radio world because you get these, and I know they're just a small fraction of people, but
minuscule,
you know, it's tough. And there are people that I have esteem for that are written about. And I guess the older I get, maybe I'm getting soft. I actually feel more.
They have
for
pills
the,
for that.
I feel people. I feel for people that are written about.
It's I used to be very addicted to that site, and I would check it all the time.
Right.
And now you know what I realize? What matters is the people that we broadcast to, and we have Facebook to connect with.
I
them.
Look at it once every couple of months.
If
still,
that,
I still advertise on it because inside the business, people pay attention to it. You know, but it's strange, and you'd never be able to get through that guy if you interviewed him.
Right.
You'd never be able because I tried to do it personally.
Sure.
And you can't get through the, what's the word I'm looking for? You can't get
the veneer,
the facade, where his mind is. It's hard to figure out.
I have two points. One, you're not soft. We all know that you have a baby boy.
There's legitimate proof. Right.
And two, I guess it's we look at it differently. I look at it as sport. You know, it's kind of like Trade Magazine.
I have to give you I'm not trying to slam you at all.
No.
You have never been in the crosshairs.
I haven't been relevant enough to do so.
But I mean, you know, never that been, gives
and,
him.
And I've been, I've been in the crosshairs for 25 years.
But that gives him a different perspective, I think.
It
too.
Does.
A valuable perspective.
A fan. Yeah.
But it's the same thing. But even when you've been in radio, but you've never, you've always kind of looked at radio from a fan's perspective.
Yes.
And that's the, you can get a more of a perspective where I have been doing this for a long time and in those crosshairs and taking it personally for a very long time too.
But the hate mongers.
Because I'm not a radiophile. I'm not a radiophile. So I don't actually follow other
shows. I may be a radiophile.
Well, I think you are, and you know what?
I don't know if you're a radiophile. I know you were.
Yeah, but
you're not anymore.
You know what? I think you're coming out of it, but you still have some roots there.
You're more of a networker. You're more of a networker than you are a radiophile because you don't. You know, you're not up everybody's butt that's doing. You don't listen to everything.
No, a lot of people.
Rob used to listen to everything, right?
Now I listen to nothing.
But I mean, you haven't been a radiophile for as long as you've been working with me.
True, but the roots of the radiophile is what got me to work with you.
That's true. And a lot of good people that I've worked with over the years have come to me that way.
I'll tell you that if I meet, like, let's say Donnie Simpson, when I first met Donnie Simpson, right?
Uh-huh.
I was excited.
I was too.
I grew up with Donnie Simpson.
I was too.
Right?
Because when I met Donnie for the first time, and I really, Donnie on Facebook is absolutely one of my favorite reads now.
Oh, he's great.
Because Donnie is just a very positive guy.
First time I met him.
And it's fun to read his stuff.
What was bad, though, it was awkward because it was really exciting for me to meet him. And then he said, "You're going to have to leave my home." And then I realized I'd taken it
too far. So there are guys that I remember growing up with that I would get excited to meet.
My favorite moment with Donnie Simpson was when were you at the little conclave where I introduced Dan Mason, who's the president of CBS Radio.
No, I didn't.
And
go to
Donnie
that.
Had gotten up there too. They asked Donnie. They asked me to introduce the. This is back in the day when I was valuable.
Sure.
To the company, they asked me to introduce the president of CBS Radio, and I said, you know. It's a little daunting. Michael Hughes came down and asked me to do that. I'm like, oh, God. And then I said, all right, I better be funny. And I was. Fortunately, I was funny. And I was funny because I did it at Donnie's expense.
Oh, did you?
Well, what I wasn't told, I did it completely off the cuff. Because
did you find out that day?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I walk into the ballroom where we're having all these sales executives, general managers, and everybody. And the president of the company is there. And they have asked me to be the one radio guy in the market that's going to introduce the president of the company.
Yes.
And I'm like, okay, a little pressure. So I prepare a little something, jotted it down, kind of committed it to memory, said, this will be funny. This ought to be really, really good. And then Michael Hughes stands up there in one of the great, you know, market manager F jobs that, you know, just series of little slights all the time. It's like, can we get Donnie Simpson to go? Right as Michael was supposed to introduce me, he said, we're going to bring up Mike O'Meara here, and we've got another personality here. Donnie Simpson, say a few words. And Donnie gets up there and does like a half an hour.
Of course.
And and Donnie is just like talking about, hey, how are you? Hey, I'm the cooler. And he is. He's the cooler than the other side of the pillow.
No one needed ice in their drinks. He was so cool, the ice actually formed itself.
So I took my jealousy and I took my discomfort and turned it on Donnie. And Donnie laughed harder than anybody.
Of course. Awesome.
Donnie Simpson. Donnie cool as the other side of the pillow Simpson. Donnie, I drive a Ferrari Simpson. I gotta follow Donnie. It's always great to follow Donnie. I've been following Donnie my whole career. And people were busting up laughing. I didn't even get to, and I think my introduction to Dan Mason was something along the lines of, how do you describe a man like Dan Mason? What words come to mind? Perfect. And anyway, it was funny. So,
inside your checks.
It was fun. But getting back to it,
It's just a different landscape, different world.
It's a different world.
Yeah. It is.
It really is a different world. And it's the world we live in to a certain extent. We're kind of on the outside looking in, and I don't mind it that way.
True.
But, yesterday when I was looking at that website, and incidentally, our good friend Jack Diamond, where is he?
Where in the world is Jack Diamond?
Where in the world is Jack Diamond? Because Jack has apparently been missing from his radio show from in Miami for about a month. And I like Jack, and I don't know. Don't know where he is.
You know what?
Why were we talking about DCR TV?
I forget.
Does anybody even remember
you
why?
You brought it up.
Radio Files?
Radio Files, I don't remember.
Now, we were talking about Christmas and the holidays almost over, and I asked you if you liked being where you are now than you were when you were getting a month off for Christmas, and
right.
You said you wanted to be here.
I like being here.
But
I like
the landscape of real radio has changed. I think that's what you're going for.
It is. It's just a different world. Yeah. And,
thank you for the recap.
It's like
going to Kurt Menefee in the studio.
I still don't know where the... I don't know where the connection is, but it's somewhere in there.
And see, the defense didn't get off the field on time, so they got a 5-yard penalty.
But Oscar did have a great idea. Maybe it's a promotion in Miami, and it's the Grinch stole Jack Diamond.
I don't know. Hey, whatever the case is, I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
I don't care what kind of radio you do. You're in front of the public every day mm-hmm. with a microphone. And, you know, when it's the radio world, even though we are sort of in the radio world,
right.
you know, hello, Steve at KCJJ.
Sure.
It's still a microphone and it's still the pressure of that. And that kind of gets to people sometimes.
It can.
So yeah. I hope he's doing all right. And I wish him the very, very best of luck with there. I know that last week on the show, I had a mega bitch session about the Homewood Suites chain.
Oh, yeah. It was just past a mini meltdown.
You know, I am very, very capable of bitching, but I am also very, very capable of, you know, telling you, the listening public, when they do something correct.
Okay, so they
did. And when you get the good guy. And I got very fortunate over the weekend. Didn't mention this yesterday. I got very fortunate that I bumped into the one good guy who happened to be at the property itself where I stay, which
okay.
is, I think, a good thing as well.
Sure, and not that common. Anytime you do hotel work, it seems like you're going through corporate now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was very, very frustrating. I talked about that horrible lady at the call center who just could care less. It was not the fact that she was over the top rude. It was that her level of indifference was what really killed me.
No empathy
whatsoever.
For your situation. Yeah.
And, you know, it was very, very frustrating.
Oh, we've got a call.
Hold on just
this
a second.
This is strange.
Let's see what happens.
It's from Idaho.
Are we answering?
Hello?
This call is for SAD from
Annette Dalton. Used to be Annette.
To accept this call, press 1. To send the caller into voicemail.
Yeah, accept SAD it. Line. Accept it. Press 1.
Hello?
Hello, Mike?
Yes, you're calling as we're taping the show.
Oh, my goodness.
Who is this? Wait, hold on. So you're on the air. Who is this?
This is Annette Dalton.
Annette Dalton?
Out west.
From Idaho. We see that you're from Idaho. So to what do we owe this phone
She's
call?
She's calling the SAD line.
In the SAD line in the middle of the show. Did you call thinking you might get on the air?
No, I didn't want to get on the air.
Oh, that's a tough
you're on
break.
The air, so you kind of blew that one. So what's
going
on?
You're caller number one.
Well, I just have to say, you cheer my husband up. He's in a high-pressure job where a lot of people call and complain a lot, and your show just lightens the day at his office.
And you were compelled to call us and tell us that, huh?
And I was compelled, and Mike, we're old friends. I used to be Annette Rippon.
Oh, my
Get
God.
Out of here.
Oh, my God. How are you?
Hello, and I want to also call and say congratulations on your new little man you have.
And that is nice to hear you. That is fantastic. I cannot believe it. That is, my God, we're talking over 20 years, right?
Yeah, that's a little more than that, I think.
Yes, the girls are 23 and 25.
Oh, my God.
Goodness.
I remember when they were running around. Oh, it is so good to hear your voice. And how are you doing?
Well, everybody's doing wonderful. Amber's actually in Baltimore at Under Armour and doing wonderful.
That's great.
So she's not far from you at all.
Oh, that's great. I remember back in the day.
So cool.
I remember.
Oh, yes.
Was it San Francisco where we were all eating out, you know, at the Redskins were playing the San Francisco 49ers, and didn't the whole family, like, grab some steak knives because I was playing with
I
them
think
at
you,
dinner?
I think you stole some steak knives.
I don't know. I think I did. I don't know. We could rewrite history. Yeah. I think so. It was great. Well, you guys were so nice to Don and so nice to me years ago, and it was a different world back then. We were just talking
you know
about
what? Even though you guys razzed me for being fat and being 8 months pregnant, but you know, other than that,
sounds about right.
It's all out of jealousy.
Yeah, Mike is 8 months pregnant right now.
This is true. I actually have been for 4 years.
There you go. I heard you have a new little guy.
I do.
Incredibly awesome. He's going to keep you hopping, that's for sure.
That is true, and he's the most beautiful thing in the world, and it's a miracle.
Isn't
and we're so happy. It's just, you know, life marches on, as you know, and we're having a great, great time with him, and little Michael William is his name, and he's absolutely wonderful. And the only thing that scares me, and I'm getting a lot of it lately, is that Carla, my current wife, she is... She is told. she is told on a regular basis that the baby resembles me, and that that really terrifies me, Annette.
Oh my goodness! Well, then you get what you deserve then.
Wow.
Well said. Well, listen. Happy holidays to you. That is so sweet of you to share that, and I'm so glad that you and your hubby are tracking with the podcast. Keep up the listening and spread the word.
You cheer
his day up in his office, and he loved the snowblower incident, apparently.
That's awesome. Well, you take care and have a with the whole family, everybody. Please pass along my best for the holidays, okay?
Have a wonderful Christmas.
Okay, you Merry hot Christmas. Tamale. Still remember you. That's for sure. Red's Connect there, Oscar. Come on, baby. Absolutely.
Annette, hey, good talking with you guys.
Good talking to you. Take care, Annette.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That was so sweet.
Out of the blue.
That's weird, man.
That's totally out of the
blue.
What
are the odds?
My God.
That is cool.
That is the former, that's the ex-wife of quarterback Mark Rippon.
Super Bowl MVP Mark Rippon.
Super Bowl MVP and also a buddy of mine. That is just a nice holiday call.
What a small world.
Yeah. I will come back after the break and I will share the story, a positive story, about somebody in a giant corporation that was down on the front lines that actually took a little boy and gave him a Christmas miracle.
He's the little boy who got what he wanted.
What a special day. I'm smiling ear to ear. That is awesome. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
This kind of throws you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
A little bit.
It's just like we saw Idaho. Yeah. We thought it would be novelty.
I was all ready to screw with a telemarketer.
What's fun about that is you take the call.
So real.
You have no idea.
Right.
It
so
could
real.
Be, I was supposed to get a T-shirt three, or it could be something positive, which was great. Then we knew that. And then
smart
you might
money.
Remember me. I'm Annette Rippon, the former wife of the quarterback.
The smart money on that call would have been, I still haven't gotten my road trip DVD.
Hey, I want to tell you about AC Lens. Christmas time is here, and it's a great time to change up your look for the holidays. Just switching out your glasses can give you a fresh new look for all of your holiday events, and I know just how you can do it. Go to aclens.com. It's easy and convenient because they're online, and it's going to save you money because they're offering 20% off all orders right now.
Oscar, did you get that?
20% off all orders right
but
now.
But when?
Oh, right now.
They have awarded winning customer service. They have award-winning customer service.
They do.
Free shipping and fast delivery, plus they sell every contact lens you want.
Everyone in America.
Everyone available in the USA. Sunglasses make a great gift. Did you know that, Rob?
I did.
And aclens.com offers a wide variety of brands, from the well-known like Ray-Ban and Oakley to up-and-comers like, listen to these names, they're cool, Superdry, Zubug, and Proof. You can't go wrong because every purchase at AC Lens has a 365-day guarantee.
Buy sunglasses for coworkers that lose sunglasses.
And every purchase is secure. Order online or call 888-248-LENS for style you can afford and quality you can see. Remember, 20% off all orders and free shipping on all glasses, sunglasses, and reading glasses. Free returns.
How's that?
On everything. Go to aclens.com, click on the microphone, and enter this code. It's a little different than our regular code.
Right on.
TMOS 20. The 20 is for the 20%.
Indeed.
That's promo.
You can do it.
See, that's, she called and threw him off his game.
That's promo code TMOS20. Some exemptions apply. See site for details. Okay.
Big win.
While we were getting that phone call, I was talking about the fact that I bitched like hell about the call center at Homewood Suites when the whole way, I'll try to recap this as much as I can.
Okay.
The story goes like this. Wednesday last week, I look at the extended forecast. It's going to be snow. We don't know how much. Could be 6 inches, could be 4 inches, could be 12 inches, but it's coming to Boston. I don't want to be with the baby up there on the road and driving back. We were planning on leaving at 5 or 6 a.m. on Sunday to come back, and that seemed like it would be in the teeth of it. I don't want to deal with that, so I want to cancel.
Stranded up there.
My mom at 93, I have a conversation where she says, do not come up here. Do not come up here. She said, if you come up here, I'm not going to sleep at night. That's, you know, enough for me, the combination of the forecast.
Right.
93-year-old saying don't come up, even though I'm bummed because I'm not going to see her this holiday.
Right.
It sucks. I cancel the reservation. So I go to the online place where I'd booked it, which was the homewoodsuites.com, and I look and it says your reservation is non-refundable. So I called the hotel and I said, is there any way because of the weather? They said, well, yeah, sometimes in a weather-related situation, you can get your reservation
refunded. I'm sure it's
refunded.
It's at the discretion of the company.
At the discretion. You need to call the call center. And
right.
The call center always will sound like this. So I called the call center.
I do not see any snow on the ground here.
And the call center, in their cold indifference, dealt with two babes over there. One was a little cold. The other was just satanically indifferent. Just could care less whether I lived or died, much less got my little $229 or $292, I forget
right.
which it was. So Anyway, they say they can't help me. This is Wednesday. I call back to the hotel, speak to somebody, says, you know, you might want to try Friday. Call them Friday because that's when the weather is going to be coming in. I said, but it's not going to come in on Friday. It's coming in on Saturday. I'm canceling this reservation because of the weather event that's going Saturday night into Sunday.
Okay.
Not because of that. The basic rule when they were giving me letter of the law was if your travel advisory exists the day you're checking in, then they will refund.
Should be A-OK.
But otherwise, you're screwed.
So letter of the law, they rely on the travel advisory.
Yeah, and, and they go to one website, weather.gov, which I'm sure is the most conservative of all of them, and which is fine. And it's a corporation.
It's
I understand.
Run by
that.
The Republicans.
And they say, we can't help you on Friday. And I'm like, okay. And the lady could not have been nastier to me. And I said, you know what? I'll give it one last crack. On Saturday, I'll call the hotel again because they're getting the weather. And sometimes when you see the weather outside, maybe that has more of an effect on
how you're going to do real, this. Yeah.
And that's when I ran into a gentleman by the name of Jeff Belanger. Didn't ask to use his last name, but I'm going to use his last name because he deserves to be acknowledged for this. Jeff Belanger got on the phone with me. And in about 15 minutes, he not only saved the relationship with Hilton, whether he had gotten me my money back or not, but all I wanted during this entire process after I had been treated so rudely at this call center, was to just find some kind of humanity, some people that understood what I was doing.
Like you weren't talking to a script.
Yeah, and the money was not the issue for a very long time because it became a principal issue when I was treated just like crap, and I'd gone to the hotel website, and I was a return customer. This is principal. So I spoke to this guy. He was we're commiserating on the fact that we both had elderly parents. Which was amazing to
me.
He was talking about how it's difficult in a large corporation with thousands of hotels to affect some things like this sometimes. And then he said, listen, what I'll do is I've got my salesperson coming in here on Monday. We'll see if we can get you coupons for your next stay. I said, that's why I didn't want the money back because I'd stay there to see my mom.
Right, right.
And I'd be fine with getting a coupon. And because I'm going to be a repeat customer, that might work for me. And I said, you know, I get off the phone with this guy. And at the end of the day, he, I think the last words I said to him, I said, let me tell you something, Jeff. Whether I get this coupon or not, dealing with you has saved the relationship. I am that pleased with the way you handled this phone call.
Very cool.
And you were just so kind. And it was a 10-minute conversation tops, but he was just a pleasant human being to deal with who you got the impression, you know, it's he doesn't have skin in the game. I'm sure it's a franchise.
Sure.
He's the assistant general manager up there. He ought to be the GM.
He will.
And he was that kind. Well, I don't even think about it because I was done. If I heard from him, hear from him. Otherwise, who cares because I've been finally treated.
You felt like you got some justice.
I got some satisfaction.
Yes.
All my satisfaction was being treated like a human being. I get a phone call during the show yesterday. Check my email. It was this guy calling back saying, he said something to the effect of, listen, we got you the two coupons for the two stays. So you're set with that. And now you'll be, and this is a quote from him. He said, and now you'll be able to come up and see your mom.
Oh,
he remembered
so nice.
From
so
Saturday.
Cool.
He remembered my mom.
Well, God, you know it is,
and I was just blown away. And then he followed up with an email. He left me a voicemail and
did
an
he really?
Email. Yeah,
you know
I
people
mean, going
forget
above and beyond. Thorough.
People forget what hotelery is. It's a service industry,
absolutely.
And you know what? It's nice to know that there are people out there that are still serving their base and just a little personal touch, like remembering your mom. That's the world. That
it
is
was,
so awesome.
And even, you know,
totally
regardless
cool.
regardless of whether he had done it or not.
Right.
So the guy that's the head honcho at Homewood Suites, I did a lot of research last
Johnny
night.
Johnny Homeland?
Is named Duncan. And his
does
his,
he also own a donut place?
Heinz?
I think his, what was the first name? I put Mr.
Johnny
Duncan,
Duncan,
but I said it.
Duncan Heinz.
I'm with you.
Nothing.
Cakes.
But he's the guy that that runs the home. I'm just trying to find stuff here.
It's okay. We're just trying to figure out what Duncan goes with.
Just trying to get my computer
to work. It's rocketing. It's going to go so fast. What you want to do is maybe slow down the tracking speed of your mouse pad.
Bill Duncan.
William Duncan.
He's the head cheese at this place. And I write, Dear Mr. Duncan, I'm writing to tell you about a wonderful experience I had with your assistant GM at your Homewood Suites property in due to inclement weather, we canceled our trip to see my 93-year-old mom, who resides up there in your assisted living facility. I booked my trip through the Homewood Suites website and was looking forward to the trip. When we canceled, to make a long story short, between Wednesday and Friday of last week, I spoke to the call center several times and was always put off by their cold indifference to my situation, especially since I was a repeat customer. I decided to make one last call to the hotel in Bedford. Sorry, I said it again. I'm trying to edit myself, and then I don't. And that's where the situation was saved. Jeff Belanger, the assistant GM, was the first person who treated me with any respect, and he offered to see if the hotel sales director would blah, blah, and I told you that story already. Then I mentioned, because you know me, because it's me.
Yeah.
I mentioned blah, blah, blah at the call center in Texas could learn something from Mr. Belanger.
Oh, no.
As she was indifferent, tired, and bored with her job and did absolutely nothing to either help the situation or show any empathy whatsoever. Thanks for taking the time to read this. I hope it results in something good happening for Mr. Jeff Belanger, because he single-handedly saved a regular customer. With appreciation, Mike O'Mara.
That's so awesome.
I sent that along just to, you know,
very
hopefully.
Cool of you.
I was guessing on the email. Because they protect these head honchos.
Yeah.
They protect them so much. Would you like to talk to our media center? No, I wouldn't like to talk to our
media
center.
That's not what I want.
I want to send an email directly to the president of the company. That's what I'd
you
like to do.
Though, in fairness, and I'm happy that you were able to get some resolution here, you shouldn't have to hunt for good customer service.
Yes.
And it shouldn't be a surprise either.
But I also believe that when you get it.
Oh, it's a 10.
After you do it. These people at the call center were as just tired and bored with their job and nasty as it could be.
See, call center run by CBS.
It was just, you know, to finally get the guy, it was. So now here's the question I have for you, fellas.
Okay.
So the PR person had her name, .hilton.com, right?
Yes.
And so I just sort of put the same format in with the first and last name with the dots.
Probably works that way.
And very good chance.
So I'm taking a pure gamble as to whether.
But you know what you should do? What? You should send a hard copy of the letter to his attention at the Hilton corporate.
Yeah.
You know what? You remember from radio.
I think in this world, though, he's not going to get
that.
But
no, even better.
What's that?
You wrap up the show. You drive to Hilton headquarters in Tyson's Corner.
Right.
You walk in the front door. You demand to be seen. And you tell someone in person what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You know, that's a great idea. That's really, really a terrific
idea. I mean, you've written 3 emails, 20 phone calls already. Why not just drive down there?
Well, you know what? I think that's that. You know, this is the season where you help people.
Sure.
And unfortunately, I just don't have the time.
20 minutes up the road.
We have to take another phone call. We'll let it ring twice. Hello?
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
Is Smokey still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, hey,
big stockholder in Motown. He had a lot of money.
Can you play that same tape again?
If he calls back.
Oh, God. Obsessive compulsive disorder.
Did you answer it?
All right. Hello.
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners. This is Smokey Robinson. Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
You know who Smokey Robinson is?
Who?
It's the black Tony Bennett.
You're right.
How you doing? I'm Smokey Robinson, and I'm Tony Bennett.
I love the fact.
How you doing, man? I'm having a great time.
I don't think anyone has ever used the phrase "the black Tony."
The black Tony Bennett.
He's
says
the
it.
Black Tony Bennett.
Hey, everybody, it's Smokey Robinson, and I'm Mr. Tony Bennett. Hey, I'm Tony Bennett. Let's take a call from Smokey Robinson.
Merry Christmas, groovy listeners.
Hey, groovy.
This is Smokey Robinson.
How you doing?
Have a super happy Christmas and a most successful coming year.
And a most successful coming year, please.
Yeah, he read it very well. Do you think?
Thank you, Tony Bennett.
Think he has herpes?
Oh, God, like Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
You never forget.
Why would you?
That lady was so mean to make that public.
That's why I never kissed Tony Bennett. He's all, you know, Tony Bennett is all, Rob, come here. Let's, you know, hug it out. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you're a great singer.
Fist bump.
Yeah. Did you ever see the live performance when they were closing down Shea Stadium with Billy Joel and Tony Bennett and they sang New York State of Mind?
Yes.
Did you ever see Tony Bennett sing that song? That was a special night. That was a special night, Rob Spiewak.
Somehow, is it because there's just less talent on the landscape? Tony Bennett was never that good when
he
was good.
Not my opinion.
I saw him at an HF festival.
Did you really?
He closed it.
I saw him at the 9:30 club.
Was he right after Kings of Leon or something like that?
I don't remember. I just remember being a kid.
Hey, thank you, Kings of Leon. It was great being here.
Being hammered is when I would go to concerts.
Well, yes.
And that's what happened.
I saw him at probably the worst venue in the history of downtown D.C., the original 9:30 club.
Really?
And it was him and a bass and a piano, and it was magnificent.
Oh, I bet. I mean, I think he's still, he hits some notes, even in his elderly state now. He hits some notes there.
We're going to let you sit in the sun, Mr. Bennett.
And I will tell you that when I listen to some of these these Christmas stations, when he comes on, when a Tony Bennett Christmas song comes on, I actually don't mind it.
He has two good Christmas albums. He has his original one, which I think is called Snowfall, and a more recent one with the Count Basie Orchestra.
And under the heading of awarding radio stations with great ratings that just do a crappy job, our local station here in Washington that plays the Christmas music, and a chart of, what, like 30 Christmas songs?
Yeah.
You know, where Rob's got 10,000, and they could give us so much more.
But if they don't.
But once again, it's radio. Yeah. It's like, we have to play Holly Jolly Christmas like 750 times.
On the hour.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
On the hour they do it.
Makes me want to barf. That's why I called Hilton to complain about it.
That's right. You should also complain to Clear Channel.
Thank you very much.
You should drive down there.
Hey, guess what, everybody?
What?
Someone's going to be a millionaire tonight.
How's that?
We'll talk about it when we come back. I think it's pool time.
Yeah, it is.
I think we have to pool our resources. Yeah. When you're talking about this much money, it has to be a pool. We'll talk about it when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of the program brought to you by those delicious, incredible Sherry's Berries.
The best.
Having trouble with your holiday shopping? Don't want to blow it this Christmas?
Yeah.
Give them something they actually really want.
That's what I want.
All you need is Sherry's Berries. This time of year is all about delicious holiday food. So why not send an extra special holiday treat to friends, family, business associates, anyone you know? Please send Sherry's Berries. It's easy, it's fast, and they're delicious. And right now, you can get them for only $19.99. That's more than a 40% savings. Just go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in TMOS. I want to tell you something.
Yes.
This is the time of year where everybody does what we do. They're all battling for those advertising dollars.
Sure enough.
So we need it, guys. Yeah. We absolutely need you to do this job for us. Make sure you tell a friend. It's a great little, just a little throwaway idea.
Nice treat. Yeah,
it is. A wonderful treat. I did it for my mom last week, and TMOS is the code you need to use. Remember, that's a great deal, and there's one way to get this special $19.99 offer. You call 866-FRUIT-02, or even better, visit berries.com. Remember, berries.com. Click the microphone and type in TMOS. Time, this offer expires this Friday. Don't wait. Order now.
You know what about TMOS, Mike? It's a very good code.
A very good code. A very, very good code. So, Mega Millions, to turn that music off. God! It's starting to get to me.
Really?
The holidays are starting to get to me.
Oh, I love the music.
I could tell when I came in, when I said something Christmas-related, and Mike's reply was, yay.
Harumph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he throws the window open of his top hat at the top of his head. Going by the largest turkey at the poulterer. I had a most magnificent dream.
I was visited by three program directors.
Smoky Rivers. And the
Smoky
ghost.
Rivers. Mark St. John.
Jeremy Coleman.
And Matt Farber.
Oh, old guys.
All of them came by. Now, anyway, yeah, the ghost of Kenny King. Came and visited me in the middle of the night. No, it's just like, God, it's just so much, blah, blah. You know, I maybe I am a little humbug. I had it for a while at the beginning of the year, and I know we've got our big, jolly, you know, Christmas spectacular.
You'd be lucky if someone doesn't get stabbed at that.
But let me tell you what would make a wonderful holiday for me would be hitting that Mega Millions jackpot.
I'm looking for the number here.
It's I think it's 585.
Oh, I think it was above 600 this morning.
Really?
Yeah,
they're saying it could be. It could be like the day of. Well, this is the day of.
It is the day of.
It could get up to a billion.
What?
A billion?
Now, the thing you have to remember is the larger that number, the more astronomical the odds become.
True. Right now, the latest story has 586, which I could see cresting 600 by the evening.
Of course.
Yeah, no problem.
Mm-hmm. So we got to figure out what we're going to do.
All right. Last time, what's the plan? I think we all put in like $100. How much should we put
in? No, we put in $20 each.
$20 each.
I think that's reasonable.
And valuable.
And, is $20 each sound like that's a... Or do you want to up the ante this time?
Oh, no.
Cover the odds.
I've done that with my brother. It doesn't really work out.
What do you think, Tony? Are you in for 20?
Yeah, I'll throw in 20.
All right, 20. Who wants to get them?
I'll get them because I have to go by there anyways.
Okay. Go by where? The Powerball headquarters at Tyson's Corner?
No.
Actually, give me the money. I'll get them. I'm going to get them right down here. I've always felt like that's
You're not a lucky guy. I'm going to go down.
What do you mean I'm not a lucky guy?
I'm going to go down the street to my shell and then work out of that shell, if you don't mind.
Do not repeat this number.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Mind you, if you hold that up to the camera, everybody can see.
He's going to slip it to you on the DL.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to make sure because you know him.
Yeah.
Technology.
Did you ever hit a slot machine for that amount of money?
No, but I also haven't. Can I have your pen if you don't mind?
Okay, don't. You're going to write down another number that I've already gambled away. Son of a bitch. Not a lucky guy. guy.
I'm just
now,
saying.
I want the money. I'm getting it now after that comment.
Are you
You're
sure?
Not allowed, yeah. Yes!
All right.
Absolutely.
You're going to have to spot me. I don't have any cash.
Not allowed.
Yeah, you know what?
There's the anthem.
If you don't mind.
Every single time.
If you don't mind, you're going to have to spot me, too. I brought the wrong jacket where I keep
you
my
know
cash.
What? I guess, you know what? I think I'm just going to do it on my own.
You're going to do it on your own?
Yeah, I think I...
You want
Tony, you're in.
Side pool.
You're in.
Rob, you and I on the side. We'll go. Excellent. I'll go to that dirty shell across the street from
and
the
And it's
pony.
A race. It's a race. And you know what? If we win, we'll give them their $20 back so they wouldn't have lost any money.
Yeah. I will give you guys money if I win.
Same here.
All right, so
all right, then we'll divvy up the whole thing.
We're actually, right, what we're doing is we're working smarter, not harder.
Okay, because we're going to different locations.
Yes.
So it's 20-20-20-20.
Perfect. What are the odds of that a homeless 7-Eleven next door is... A better place
the
to
buy.
The
one that's in the strip mall or the standalone?
The standalone, right
okay.
there.
Okay, that is the homeless 7-Eleven.
The one then, right up there.
Yeah. And then there's, and then that.
And I usually, you know what? I usually have to fend off that one because I go in there and they've got some screw up, of course.
Yeah.
So you have to go to another 7-Eleven.
That doesn't know how to run the lottery machine or what?
The lottery machine is somehow always broken.
Oh,
when
messed
I
up.
And three of the Slurpees are not functioning.
Oh, I hate when all the flavors aren't working.
Yeah, all we got is coconut.
Okay, it so we've
$586 million cash option. $316 million. All right, so that's split.
It'd be roughly $78 million each.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do we see who's luckier? Even if I win a dollar and Mike doesn't?
Okay, what you'll do is you will buy
you
the 20 tickets.
I brought this idea to be generous to my coworkers, and now you have turned it into a competition.
It should be a time of love.
How many balls are in each each basket? Because I see one of the numbers is 70. Is it 1 to 70 on each ball?
I think it is. That's
I
about right.
I think they went to 76.
That's really the spirit.
Rob, do you want to do just kind of random, or do you want me to pick numbers?
Random. Random.
I'm feeling lucky.
Then pick numbers.
Okay.
But what you do, Mike, is when you get your tickets, assign a letter M to half of them and a P to half of them.
Yeah.
Oscar, you assign O to half of them and R to half of them.
And then we're going
to
take them in here tomorrow and we're going to divvy
we'll
them
see,
up.
Exactly. And then we'll know who is the luckiest.
Yeah, but they'll say, won't they say before we even come in here, the winning ticket was sold in like
Iowa? Yeah, but you know
Iowa?
What? Even if, we don't,
shell
win, if we don't win the,
off
the,
28.
The $600 million, we have every chance of winning, you know, a few 10 spots, 20 spots, get our money back. Okay. And then we'll see who had the luckiest tickets.
Yeah.
So
and then
write,
we will once and forever know who is the luckiest person on the show.
So I will write M on my tickets.
And P on his.
And P?
Yeah.
For Pony.
Well, Pony's not buying any tickets.
He is. You're in. You two are partners.
Yeah, but you know what?
Now, here you go again. Yeah. This is like when you play poker. How about I go down.
One game 20 years ago.
Here's the thing. I go down and I buy tickets at
and
the
all M
and I put
Pony,
them all on M.
Pony's brought into his vortex.
Okay.
And he's sucked
and
in.
And he's the only one that's getting tickets for you today, right?
Right.
So all his are O.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy.
Okay, so it's just a
$40.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to buy.
M-O. Mike O'Mara.
You left off the H-O.
Shut up.
It's anyway. As much as...
It's a sign.
Get so ready to cash the check.
I will be buying...
Big cardboard check coming.
I'll be buying $40 worth.
Right.
And Oscar will be buying $40.
That's right. And now, if we win, can we take Monday off?
No. We got to be those.
If we win, the Monday's the show we really do.
Yeah, we will.
Okay,
because you got to have that farewell show.
That's true.
Farewell.
Good night.
Oh, you jerks. I love doing this.
Yes, I know you do. And you'd be here if you had $78 million.
I would.
Right. Hold on. Hello.
Look who wants to be part of the giveaway. Mike, there's only 8 days.
8 days left for Christmas shopping. 8 days left to fill the stocking. 8 days left
Hi
for
there.
Christmas
Hi
shopping.
There.
Only got 8 days more.
This is time for Christmas.
Hi. Have you done your Christmas shopping?
What?
You better hurry up or...
You'll be sorry.
So that's... He didn't even say how many days.
No, the singers did.
Oh, so he just says, hi there.
Well, what he is... He doesn't
you better
want
to be doing your shopping.
He doesn't want to do the heavy lifting. But then we determined yesterday that he's most of the singers anyway.
Speaking of giveaways, did we give away the fruitcake?
No, we didn't.
Not yet.
Oh, wow.
Now's the time.
You want to do that?
Let's do that. Absolutely.
All right,
it's a wonderful idea.
I have to bring up
the music bed.
Hi there.
No,
what you making? Fruitcake.
All right, very good.
What you baking? Fruitcake.
Feel lucky.
This comes from Scott Sweatman.
Oh.
Is that a fake name?
No, I think maybe he's into exercise.
S-W-E-A-T-M-A-N.
Could be Sweatman. Could be Sweatman or Sweetman.
Sweetman.
S-W-E-A-T. It's Sweatman.
Yeah. Christmas Man. Sweatman. Hi.
He writes, "Hi, my name is Scott Sweatman, and I am a loyal listener. My address is..."
You don't need to give his home address.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway.
Anyway. Maybe make a note of that.
Yeah. This is why I teleprompter.
This is why I deserve to get a fruitcake. Two things. One, I work with kids with special needs.
Oh, that's awesome. Aww.
At Jill's house in McLean, Virginia, and I know you guys love the kids. We do. Number two, I am a supporter of the show. I donated when the podcast was first starting, and I also support the show through doing the purchasing at work through your Amazon page.
Yeah. Attaboy.
And ching. Using other vendors like AC Lens. Thanks, and I hope you consider me. And he gives his phone number, and that's very nice. Kind of to the point.
I like it.
Not particularly,
boom, boom, bam.
Not particularly funny, but it was just...
well, I liked when you read his address.
Yeah.
Well, that was great. I didn't expect to see it.
That was the bulk
there.
Of the little paragraph.
Usually that's not included in the letters.
But working with kids, that's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
that is important.
Yeah, and I think it's a good time for us to give back.
Very sweet.
Yes. Right. His name is Wilbur Sweatman.
Scott.
Scott Sweatman.
Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Are you feeling lucky? If he answers, I bet we win the lottery.
He's probably on the elliptical right now.
Calling Scott Sweatman right now.
Austrian man.
Let's Sweatman. See what happens. I don't think he'll answer.
I think he will.
No, he will. No. Come on, Sweatman.
Based on the letter.
Don't
who
bone
the letter
us.
Today?
It's always Tony
Random.
Blum.
Yeah.
Don't Random. Bone us.
You might want to read a few of them, see if there are any funny ones.
See if the Powerball comes up.
Shocker. Could have predicted it.
Come
this
on,
one.
Come on, sweat man.
Relax,
but
Ebenezer.
It's a very nice thing. This is winner number nine.
Number nine.
Number niner.
Number nine.
Well, he's probably busy.
You have called.
Oh.
Hold it.
Leave a message after the tone.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You give him a message?
Mike O'Mara, you want a fruitcake? All right.
That was great. Thank don't you. Crumple, please.
Oh, that's Michael, awesome.
He always thinks I'm going to crumple it.
You always do.
I don't.
I do not.
I heard this.
You
I
said, well, he didn't win. And then I hear.
No. You
and
know
that's
what it
the
is.
Precursor to the
you
crumble.
Know what it is, Rob. What? You know what it is, Rob.
What's that sign?
It's your sinuses, Rob.
It is.
It's your sick sinuses. That's why you're having a problem.
Well, it's not great. I'm doing a procedure now that I've never done before.
Oh,
it's called the happy procedure.
It ain't that. It ain't that. I'm on antibiotics. That's one of the reasons, one of the things I did when I was not here on Friday, I went to the doctor because I had a sinus infection coming on.
That's kind of a sucky day off.
It was not great. And I said, I think I have a sinus infection coming on. And I went and saw a doctor. He looked like a young you.
Oh, nice.
My ENT has taken on a partner and it's a youthful, skinny guy.
Really?
And it looks like Oscar.
More successful.
Ooh, hey, who's horny now?
Yeah. I said, are you sure you don't want to check the prostate? I know you're an ENT. But, you know, maybe we could get lunch. But so he said, yeah, you do have a sinus infection coming on. And he gave me antibiotics. But he says, what you really need to do.
How
is,
come? Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
You've had those before.
About once a year.
You have either allergies or a sinus infection.
Allergies are
you never have any other malady. You think maybe you're going to the wrong doctors?
No. But my father's the same way.
Okay.
And so are my uncles. I think it's a design flaw in the Spiewak head.
So you said yesterday you were in a little pain.
A little bit. I'm better today. I'd say I'm like, I think I'm at 90%. So
I think you are too. I think you've been much livelier today.
But what he says, you need to irrigate your sinuses. Yeah. And I said, okay, what's that about? And then they come up with the upsell. And it's a little 8-ounce squirt bottle that comes with salts.
Oh, that does not seem
like a
right.
Like a neti pot.
It's actually made by the neti pot people. And I said, is this like a neti pot? And
right.
Dr. Dreyfus said, I'm not going to take this much longer.
Dr. Dreyfus?
Dr. Dreyfus.
This was no boating accident.
That's him? Dial 911. So what happened is he said, you have to use this. It's made by the neti pot people. But it's a bottle that's a squeeze bottle, so you can shoot pressurized water up your nose as opposed to pouring water. It's horrible.
What,
so,
now they, it's made by. How does it differ from a neti pot?
Well, the neti pot you just pour.
Gravity.
Remember, it looks like a little teapot, short and stout.
And you also feel like you're when you're using a neti pot, you feel like you're doing something medieval to yourself.
But this is a bottle that squirts using pressure. You squeeze it and it squirts.
And Dr. Dreyfus recommended this?
He said that not only should I do this to get through the infection, I should do this
he didn't
all
yell
the time.
He didn't yell out at his lunch, his nurse and say, I'm not wasting my time arguing with a guy that's lining up to be a hot lunch.
Did not mention it. Maybe it's a follow-up. So he upsells me on this thing. It's like $20.
Yeah.
And it comes with 50 doses of little packets. It almost looks like sugar packets. And he says, go and get some purified water.
The height and weight of the victim can only be estimated from the partial remains. The torso has been severed in mid-thorax. There are no major organs remaining. This was no boating accident.
Can I have a glass of water, please?
May I have a glass of water, please?
Now, can you quote Goodbye Girl?
No, I can't.
Okay, so he gives me this thing, and I go home, and I get purified water.
Yes.
And you pour 8 ounces in the bottle.
Mr. Spiewak, it wasn't a propeller. It wasn't a coral reef.
And it wasn't the Loch Ness.
And it wasn't Jack the Ripper.
That's what
it was, a shark.
So I mix the juice in this bottle, and it has a spout that's about nostril size.
Okay, is it like a water gun type of pressure?
No, because you squeeze the bottle. It's almost like a small, it looks like a small water bottle. That
they sold you a water bottle.
Essentially. What? No, I think the
bottle. This was not the shark that killed Chrissy Watkins.
Chrissy Watkins!
Not going to have the Kintner boy.
We want to have that little Kintner boy come spilling out all over the dock.
So he says, and it's a small bottle, and it's very soft because you actually squeeze it to squirt
okay.
it.
Come on, Martin.
Martin.
Martin, move. It's got, move, move, move.
And a little a stick down the middle of it so it gets the water from the bottom.
Okay, I got that.
So I've never done this before. I've never put anything in my nose except for cocaine in my finger. Mm-hmm. So I went, I've never done cocaine. So I mix this up. I get distilled water, the purest water you can
yes.
get. And I pour in 8 ounces and add the powder and I shake it and I put it in my nose. And I asked the hot nurse, I said, so where does the water go? Does it come out of your mouth, down your throat? She says, if you're doing it right, it just falls out your other nostril. And yes. then she says, so you might want to be near a sink.
As opposed to like doing it in your car.
Yeah, well, here I am. Where am I? I'm at the hotel downtown, and I'm in the lobby squirting in my... So I get over the sink.
And then he said, just like I thought, he came up through the Gulf Stream from Southern Waters.
Throws the license plate.
So I've never done this, and there's anticipation, and I put it in my nose, and I squirt it, and about 4 ounces goes up the right nostril.
Yee.
And I think about 4 ounces falls out the left.
Yes.
And a little bit gets in my throat and my mouth, and it tastes salty, and it's gross, and it's an odd sensation, and I hate it.
Painful.
And then I did the other nostril, and then I blew my nose to get all the goo out,
mm-hmm.
and my ears sound like a bubbling witch's brew, because there's all that pressure in my head. Yeah. It's like,
yeah.
And I start laughing, and Carrie says, are you okay? I said, I got boiling water in my head!
That's right.
And so, then they all sang, show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want
to
go.
So I'm having to do this twice a day. And I'm thinking by now I should be better at it.
Yeah.
But it's still unpleasant because I'm having to shoot 4 ounces up on the left and 4 ounces up on the right. The first day I did it, I'm just, realize that it's going to be okay. I'm going to work through this. I misplaced my cell phone. I'm at home and I use Find My Phone and I don't hear it. And I'm starting to panic. When you lose your phone, mm-hmm. it's a bad, bad feeling. I'm mm-hmm. to the point where I'm looking in places where it's not going to be. I look in the refrigerator. I look in the microwave. Yes. Anything I've touched since I've been
home. Mr. Spiewak, what we are dealing with here is a perfect engine, an eating machine. It's really a miracle of evolution. All this machine does is swim and eat and make little sharks. And that's all.
Dr. Dreyfus.
I'm Dr. Dreyfus.
With his little glasses and his stocking cap.
They're all going to die.
So right. I go and I said, you know what it might be? It might be under the couch. I sat on the couch. So I get on my hands and knees to look under the couch and I feel a seismic shift in my head. And I think about a quarter cup of goo falls out of my nose.
God.
It's bad. I mean, to a point where I need to get a paper. It's not just like drops on the
carpet. Why are they giving you these old, like, 1800s remedies?
Because they still work.
They do work.
I've done them before.
And so this is now ongoing once a day. Then this has been Friday. Today is now Tuesday. I've done something where I've shifted my body in an unusual way. This morning on the way here, I had to reach something out of the back seat.
They should have told you to do that at the doctor's.
I need to have something in the foreground to give it some scale.
That's what the neti pot tells you to do.
Get on the pulpit, well, Martin.
The neti pot tells you to almost like bounce or shake around, bounce around.
It was never mentioned to me. I went to get my iPad out of my back seat today,
little
and I
brown
actually
eel comes out of the cave, swims into the hole,
now
comes out of
the
hole, goes back in the cave
that's
again.
The other doctor,
Dr. Quint.
Dr. Quint.
Dr. Quint. There we go.
But it won't be easy. You'll be squirting water up your nose, Martin.
Come on, Chief. This ain't no Boy Scout picnic. See, you got your rubbers.
So I went to reach into the back of my car this morning.
Yeah.
While I'm driving here, another quarter cup of fluid just
boom. No.
I have to actually get napkins out of my glove box and dry my sweater.
No.
So at any given time, this happened yesterday.
Does
before
it feel
the show,
in a weird kind of just gross way, when that does happen, because it's happened to me.
Sure. The release?
That release is blissful.
The release is magnificent.
Thank you.
But then you have to clean it up.
Yeah, the cleanup not
the
so
The cleanup
much.
Not so Oh, I did.
And then the other doctor, Dr. Quinn, came in and said, you got city hands, Mr. Spiewak.
You've been counting You've money.
You've been counting money all your life.
I do know that Carrie said yesterday when she's going through the mail, we got a Christmas card and the ink was smeared on the address. She said, what happened to the address? I said, my nose dripped on it.
Oh, God!
Oh, that's nasty!
So hopefully we can get myself feeling right up to snuff.
Progress, though.
Yeah, so, yeah, making it. Making
you
it.
Feeling okay now, Mr. Spiewak?
I am Dr. Quinn.
This was no snotting accident.
Welcome to the Orca ENT, Dr. Practice.
We'll take a break, come back with more on the Michael Mara Show right after this, everybody.
There's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told.
That entire story that Rob told, I did not hear any of it because I was busy looking at the quotes from Jaws.
Well, if you're a good boy, before the end of the show, my nose will release.
Hey, that's exciting. This segment of the program, News You May Not Need, is brought to you by Stamps.com.
Oh, the best.
News Flash. The holidays are here and the post office is a mess. The post office sucks. You know that. It's frustrating. Yep. You go in there and be frustrated by the lines and everybody with their packages and people that don't know where they're going and people that have been there for the first time. It's kind of like going through TSA, to be honest.
It really is.
Use Stamps.com instead. Stamps.com lets you do everything that you would do at the post office right from your desk. You can buy and print postage on demand for any letter or package. We use Stamps.com. It'll even send you a digital scale that plugs right into your computer, and that'll calculate official U.S. postage for any class of mail. Print the postage you need the instant you need it, then the mailman picks it up. It's easy, convenient, and no antiquated post office. We do it all the time here with TMOS for our fruitcakes, for our mail, for our clients. It gets even better for our listeners. Check it out! A 30-day free, no-risk trial.
Check it out, Martin!
Check it out, Martin! And a $110 bonus offer, including a digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. All you have to do is go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our code TMOS. The code is your secret for a Merry Christmas. TMOS. What can you say about that code, Rob?
It's the best code in TAM!
Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in TMOS, or as we like to call it, you're being measured.
That's right.
That's Stamps.com, and enter TMOS, then relax, because Stamps.com makes it easy, and we thank you in advance for that, everybody.
From around the globe, across the nation, looking through your neighbor's window, the Mike O'Mara Show now presents News You May Not Need, a comprehensive look at the stories you may or may not be talking about during your daily activity. And now, News You May Not Need.
We just talked about it. A last-minute ticket buying frenzy could make Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot the biggest U.S. lottery prize in history.
Wow.
And odds are mounting for a winner just a week before Christmas, a game official said. The prize swelled to $586 million on Monday, with another spike in sales expected Tuesday before the 11 p.m. Eastern Time drawing. That's according to Paul Otto.
Hello there.
O-T-T-O?
Oh, Paula Otto.
My name is Paula Otto.
Oh, is she? You know what?
Virginia Lottery Director.
I interviewed her in college.
Paula Otto?
For a story on the lottery, yeah.
It's very exciting.
God, she should have advanced by now.
She heads the multi-stage Mega Millions game. When you interviewed her, did part of you and part of your brain think, I better kiss her ass because maybe she could do something good for me?
I said, hey, can I have a scratcher?
Okay.
I think it was misinterpreted.
If the winner chooses to take the lump sum cash option instead of payments over 30 years, nobody takes the 30-year
payments. Paula Otto had some beautiful lump sums.
The jackpot would be $316 million. Kind of gives you a little idea of our tax system, though, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Little, just about half.
Yeah, roughly.
I mean, it's really. That's
after you did all that work.
Ton of money.
After you did all that work to earn that money, and the government takes it.
As much as 70% of tickets are typically bought the day of the drawing. She said, ticket buying reached a fever pitch over the weekend with 20% more chances sold than expected. That's according to your friend Otto.
I should give her a call and say, "Remember me? I was the fat guy."
Hello, Otto. This story blew me out of the water.
What's that?
I'm just stunned sometimes at the progress we make in this country. A Florida high school whose name commemorates a leader of the KKK. A white supremacist group with a history of lynchings. Thanks for clearing that up. Thanks, AP.
Oh, that's who.
Thanks for letting me know that the KKK was a white supremacist group with a history of lynchings.
Well, you know,
and other violence acts against blacks. Thanks for letting me know that. I mean, are we that dumb now that that needs to be explained?
Up until last week, every time they did a KKK story, the AP put a pronouncer next to it.
Here's the name of the school: the Nathan Bedford Forrest High School.
Well, God, you can tell he hates black people just by his name, Nathan Bedford.
My name is Nathan Bedford Forrest.
No.
Jacksonville, Florida. More than half the students are black
there. Crazy state, man.
They'll change its name from that of the Klan's first Grand Wizard. That's who he was.
Wow.
For the start of the next school year in August. A new name will be proposed in January.
Until then, what's it just going to be
called?
Get
on your pony, dicks!
Yeah, what are they going to call it until then?
Oh, God, who knows? We recognize that we cannot and are not seeking to erase history, said Constance Hall, a board member for the Duval County School, which was founded 54 years ago.
I feel we should perhaps drag our feet on such a sensitive issue.
For too long and too many, this name had represented the opposite of unity, respect, and equality. At least she made sense with that.
Okay, now, what's that, a high school?
Yeah, let me see.
Because I have a name I'd like to suggest.
Nathan Bedford Forest High.
How about Johnny Brown High School? He played Bookman on Good Times.
We need to stop talking when we have these stories. This is another one. This is another one for Rob.
Not a jerk.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Sonny.
Japan
will
boost its military spending in coming years. I think that's exciting. They're going to be buying early warning planes. Hi, Julia. Nice to see you.
Hello.
They're going to get warning planes, beach assault vehicles, and troop-carrying aircraft while seeking closer ties with Asian partners to counter a more militarily assertive China.
Oh, yeah.
The planned 2.6% increase over 5 years was announced Tuesday, and it reverses a decade of decline. Decades of decline.
Wow.
And marks the clearest sign since Prime Minister Shinzo Abe took office a year ago. So we'll have to see if they continue their military buildup. I don't know if they're allies of ours now.
Yeah, but why do we have to spend all the money?
Well, we're not really, are we?
Oh, I imagine.
I mean, it's their planning it, right?
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's nice that they're spending money.
Yeah, I feel that way. Somebody else to protect that corner of the world a little bit.
Well, no, we're still there, but they're just putting some money into it.
But, Mike,
they're putting skin in the game, as you like to say.
It's still Japan. Let's keep an eye on them.
Rob. What a dick. R&B singer Chris Brown had his probation revoked by an L.A. judge on Monday, but he was not taken into custody because of good reports on his progress in a court-ordered rehab program.
Well, I'm sure he's doing great.
Brown is 24. He had his probation revoked by L.A. Superior Court Judge James Brandlin during a progress hearing after he was charged with assault in D.C. in October. He punched the guy, broke his nose.
Right on.
So I guess they're letting him out. Set free without bail on Monday and was given praise by the judge for doing well in the program. Yeah, way to go. Praise?
24.
It's not praise. It's just saying you've adhered to your program, so we're not
he's gone through trouble. He's gone through the cushy steps.
Right.
And I'd like Chris Brown, if he's free, if he could come by on Friday for our Christmas party.
Thank you.
I think that'd be nice. See,
should be fun.
So he'd punch here.
Just a tad pugnacious. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Kiss?
Yeah, good. That's the name.
Nirvana?
Yeah.
Peter Gabriel?
Yeah. Also great.
Hall & Oates.
You don't like Hall & Oates? They'll be featured in today's Audio
Vault,
Mike.
Hits.
Well, they've had hits. They were a hit machine during the 80s. They're all getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Gabriel is already in the hall as a member of Genesis.
Oh, yeah.
The class of 2014 also includes Linda Ronstadt and Cat Stevens.
You love Cat Stevens.
Cat Stevens.
Don't you, T in the T for the Tillerman?
Longer boots are coming to
I saw Cat live.
You saw Cat Stevens?
On the mall.
Really? We actually tried to book him for Cat 2013.
Oh, stop it. Stevens and Kiss are the only inductees who are not first-time nominees. So they've tried a bunch of times. The induction ceremony takes place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn on April 10th. It's cool they're doing it in Brooklyn.
Yeah, I love it.
And it will air on HBO in May. Notable nominees who were passed over?
Yes.
Deep Purple.
Mm.
Pretty good band.
Yeah. Like them.
Yes.
Great band.
You're telling me Yes was passed over? Oh, my God. Yes was passed over for
Oscar's not a big progressive rock fan.
And the Zombies. They were also passed over. So
true enough.
But, there's always next year.
And as always, the house band at the induction will be Paul Schaefer and the Letterman Orchestra.
Very cool.
And Dave is on a thing now where he says they should be in the Hall of Fame because they've been doing that for 20 years.
That's tough, but they were also
Doesn't Dave have enough?
Well, but see, that's the thing is Dave's not doing it for him. Dave's doing it for Paul.
Oh. Yeah. This goes to show how incredible modern medicine can be and also how bizarre it can be. A 20-something industrial worker in China named Shou Wei suffered a horrific accident at work back in November.
Didn't Peter Frampton have a song about him?
Show away the weed. Back on November 10th, it completely severed his right hand.
Oh.
His coworker grabbed the hand, rushed him to the hospital, where doctors said it would be possible to reattach it, except part of his arm was also crushed. So to keep
Any way you can fix it?
So to keep the hand from dying, they temporarily sewed it to his ankle.
That's horrible.
Earlier this month, show's doctors decided the arm had finally healed enough, so they removed the hand from his leg and reattached it. At this point, he's still not out of the woods, but his doctors say they're hopeful the hand will eventually be functional again.
That's why, you know, and he can finally wear boots again.
And Rob, under the category, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. I was right?
Yes.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson is this year's top grossing actor.
I thought of you this morning. 10 years ago, Mike predicted that The Rock would be a great movie star.
Now, he is a legitimate movie star.
He is the biggest in the world.
His movies, Fast and Furious 6, G.I. Joe, Robert Downey Jr. is second with Iron Man 3. What was the total? His movies made a combined $1.3 billion for The Rock.
And if you combine the movies he did last year with his reboot of Escape to Witch Mountain, what a canon of work.
It's terrific stuff. I was thinking maybe he'd do different films.
No.
There's always this year. There are cat people. Now something.
Thank you.
There are cat people and dog people, and there are just straight up idiots like this guy. 48-year-old Mamoru Demizu, another Japanese gentleman.
Yes.
He's been unemployed since 2011, which is a big problem because he has a lot of mouths to feed.
Mm.
For the past several years, he's been keeping 20 stray cats as pets.
Too many.
While also riding his scooter all over town to feed about 100 more strays.
Wow.
And he even rented out a warehouse to keep some of them in it.
But warehouse!
Doing it cost him around $250 a day, partly because, because he insisted on feeding them gourmet cat food.
Oh,
dummy. Now, obviously, he couldn't just stop feeding them. That would be crazy. So instead, he started breaking into houses and stealing stuff to pay for more food.
Oh.
Police recently tracked him down and arrested him since last September. They say he has stolen at least $185,000 in cash and jewelry.
For cats?
There's no word now on what will happen to the cats, but you can bet if it's something good for them, they won't be grateful.
He was a cat burglar.
He was a cat burglar.
I get it.
I like that. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right after this, everybody.
I'll be so blue.
Hey, boys.
Yeah.
Got any sports fans in your lives?
I know a couple in this room.
Yes, sir. And really, Fanatics.com is the best place to go for your sports fan. They've got the jerseys. They've got the hats, the hoodies, the T-shirts, all the collectibles for every team. Over 250,000 items in stock. They blow away the regular box stores because when you walk in, it's all about inventory.
Sure.
They're able to do the inventory for you at Fanatics.com. And with their large assortment, they can give you great prices as well. Every sport, every team, every player, every size and style, they've got it for you. And remember, if you use our code, what is that code?
TMOS.
Thank you. You get free shipping. And you get the best deals as well. Free shipping at Fanatics.com with no minimum. Go to Fanatics.com and look for the promo box at checkout and enter TMOS. Forget the malls, the crowds, the endless driving. Go to Fanatics.com. Point and click your way to them. They will give you a great deal, and you'll be done with your Christmas shop.
Perfect.
Where sports fans shop, Fanatics.com, and use our code TMOS. Let's open up the audio vault for Tuesday, December 17, 2013.
I'm going to move this up in the stack because you mentioned it. I know you don't like Hall & Oates, but there's something you like even less than Hall & Oates.
I don't like Hall & Oates because I had to play them during the 80s every single 10 minutes.
You don't like to be bored, do you?
Mm-mm.
So if you're ever bored, Mike, what you need is the new phone number, which is called Call & Oates. And it is a 719-266-2837. A real phone number. If you call it, you get this. Call & Oates.
Welcome to Call & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear when the morning comes, please press 1. To hear you make my dreams, please press 2.
Does it work?
To hear every time you go away, please press 3. To hear say it isn't so, please press 4. To hear had I known you better then, please press 5. To hear adult education, please press 6.
Obviously we're waiting for
to
the right one.
To hear out of touch, please press 7.
Picking your favorite.
To hear go solo, please press 8.
So many hits. Oh, here we go. Oh, we went with number 2. Okay. You make my dreams come true.
There you go. Way to pick the good one.
It's a free phone line.
Yeah, that's right, everybody. How you doing? 15 minutes before 12 noon. Hall & Oates on your Christmas station, WAVA.
What I want, you got. All right.
But it's so there, and nice. It's open 24 hours a day. So if you're ever bored, you need some Hall & Oates, try Hall & Oates.
My God.
Did you see the guy this morning? And he's all over the internet and some of the news programs
because
as well.
Because your kiss is on my list.
Private eyes. They're watching you.
Drek.
What about the airport prank that's going around YouTube right now? A guy spots people that are talking on their cell phones too loud, sits next to him, pretends to be on his cell phone, but answers to the people that are talking.
I have not seen
now,
that.
This is really hard to explain, but when you yeah, but hear no, it.
It's not because you just did it successfully. I know the bit already.
And he makes people feel like jackasses.
It looked really nice, too.
It did? Good. Good. I was hoping it would look good.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll get free food and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. It's great to get the free food.
Are you answering what I'm saying?
No. I'm on the phone with somebody. Sorry.
What was that?
I just said I was on the phone with somebody. The guy next to me asked me if I was talking. The guy, he's talking about me on the phone or something.
How late is your flight delay?
It's like 20 minutes late, I think.
Is that your sister with you?
No, I don't have a sister. Why do you ask?
I'm like answering the same question.
I'm sorry?
I feel like you're answering my question.
No.
Beautiful. And he goes on and
Sing
he does
of beauty.
It for dozens of people.
Sing of beauty.
And what's great is watching the people as they catch on. It's almost like a light bulb goes
off.
As
they get out of their me coma.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. All right. Do you remember over the summer, Kmart had... I don't know that anyone shops at Kmart anymore, but they still have their television commercials.
Right.
They've said that because you can shop online... Anywhere in America, you can ship your pants.
Oh, yeah. I love those commercials.
Oh, absolutely. And we lost the one here on 234, unfortunately.
Oh, no. How are you doing with that?
I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, now they're saying for Christmas time, you can still ship your pants. And all of the people in this ad, Mike, they're all dressed up in Dickensian attire. They all look like they're in a Christmas carol. So let's go to the new Kmart commercial, now advertising a company that apparently is no longer in business.
Ship my trousers. Right here. Ship my trousers. You're kidding.
You can ship your trousers right here.
Mary, did you hear that?
I did, Bob. I just may ship me bloomers.
Yes, you should ship your bloomers. And Timmy, you should ship your trousers, too.
I can't wait to ship my trousers.
Tiny Tim.
Trousers, Dad.
I just shipped my petticoats, and it was very expedient.
Very expedient.
I just shipped my wardrobe.
I just shipped my robe.
I just shipped my bed.
And that was Ebenezer Scrooge. He just shipped the bed.
I love it.
So I don't know anyone that shops at Kmart, but I love the commercials.
No, I think they went out of business. I never set foot in the one here.
And now, when you were a country program director,
yes.
Were you still playing Ray Price?
Yep.
Ray Price, Oscar, quick history lesson.
Isn't he Welcome to Our World?
He wrote that, yeah.
Okay.
And a 65-year recording career. Mm-hmm. I mean, 65 years. I remember him on Johnny Carson a lot. Johnny loved him. He passed away. He had a long life. But, he had a hit album last year.
Really?
As recently as last year. I think it was him and Waylon and Willie, maybe.
Okay, all right.
But anyway... He had
known more for a writer, right?
Both, I think.
Okay.
But the thing that was amazing, when listen to the meter, the rhythm of this is his first hit. It's called Crazy Arms.
Crazy arms that reach to hold.
That is so standard in country.
One.
It's old, 1958, I think. But it's the first record to ever use that beat that became a very standard country beat.
Ding, ding, ding,
yeah,
ding, ding,
it was called
ding,
the Ray Price ding, beat, okay. And he invented that meter.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and probably one of the songs he was best known for the good times.
Lay your head.
Bet you played this.
Upon my shoulder.
Hello.
Pillow.
Upon my pillow.
Whatever.
But in any case, it's always sad when you lose one of the greats, especially one who had such a long career.
I think it's shoulder, Rob.
Arm and tender body.
Pillow. You know what? You're right.
Pillow.
Pillow, Mike.
Put the gun away, Rob.
It's Pillow.
A little respect.
Okay, sorry. I know you're paying tribute to
Ray Price. All right.
Any more hits from him?
No, we're done. Okay. Now, we thought when Annette Rippon called us today that it was going to be some sort of either a solicitation or maybe even a robocall.
Yeah.
This is not my tape, but I've gotten this call before. There are new advanced robocalls that insist they're real.
Hello. How are you today?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm calling about an online request you once made about health insurance coverage. We work with all major companies and compare all the rates
for you.
It's
a robot.
Sucks.
I can get you a quote in about 5 minutes, okay?
Are you a robot?
I am a real person. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine, but you sound like a robot.
I understand. Can we continue?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh, sure.
I think I've talked to this lady
it's
before.
It's just conjuring.
It is, and it's a lie.
And it's the healthcare website?
Yes, of course.
Is it? Is it healthcare.gov?
It is a healthcare website, oh, yeah, not healthcare.
It's one of them.
So right. Beware.
Oh, by the way, I got to say this, too, with the good. Yeah. The good. I did get through. I was able to register.
Mm-hmm.
I'm waiting on a few different things, but it has, the, at least on my own personal account, it did, they have fixed some of these bugs.
How cool. many weeks so, later?
Well, I mean, what, a month? Yeah. Well over a month.
I need to get in while I still have juice falling out of my nose. That is your Magic Audio Vault.
Yay!
Have a great Tuesday, everybody.
We got to get out of here. Hey, bye-bye, everybody. Have a great day. Listen, the TMOS bonus packages are available. Now is the time to pick it up right now. If you like a bargain, you'll love the yearly subscription. Order it. You'll get all the 2014 bonus shows, plus on-demand video access to every bonus show and unlimited access to the entire bonus show anthology. Say bonus show again. That's every TMOS bonus show since we started. At $69.99, you save over 25% on our bonus shows. We still have a monthly package of bonus shows, and as always, you can still buy each bonus episode a la carte. Check out the bonus details at MichaelMarischow.com and choose one that's right for you. Please do it. By the way, it makes a great Christmas gift, perfect for the TMOS fan in your life, and Mr. Tony Bloom will make it easy for you if you want to give it as a present. It's Ponyboy at MichaelMarischow.com. Thanks for a great year, folks, and here's to an even better and funnier 2014. Happy holidays. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long. Ciao, ciao.
Before we all get back to our busy lives, a quick reminder about Stamps.com. Stamps.com lets you handle the postage for any letter or package with your own computer and printer. For a 30-day free trial and $110 bonus offer, including a digital postal scale and up to $55 in free postage, just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. You're welcome.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.